Looking back on 2020, we didn't really miss a beat. We created 4 weekly calls where we just got to connect with people across the country. And inside of those connection points, we learned what people needed and we learned what resources that we needed to build. It gave us like a real time, like study group where we could really adjust and move on things quickly.
Rocktastic rock stars out there. Welcome to another New Home Stars Real Estate Rockstar Podcast. Join us, learn with us, and grow with us as we have real conversations with real professionals in the real estate industry.
I'm your host, Stephanie, here with my co-host,
Tori.
Today, we're joined by Keith McKinney, Vice President of Organizational Development, and Aaron Wagner, New Home Stars Director of Organizational Learning. Keith oversees the entire organizational development team, as well as several sales divisions. We heard from Aaron last season, who oversees our Leadership Development Program, LDP, and Director and Training Programs. We are so excited to welcome Keith and Aaron to the podcast today. Guys, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Very happy to be here.
Let's go ahead and kick it off. Can you tell us a little bit about the organizational development department and what the different roles are within it?
I can, Tori. Say for us, the organizational development department started a few years ago. And really, it's just a collection of people that have gone throughout the career path at New Home Star. And then we found that they have different strengths. So then we plug them into the things that they are best at. So like I was on last season talking about leadership development program, because that's something that I really care about and something that excites me. So it's a role that I got to move into, but it's not just that. So we also talk through, we run all the mentoring and education, different systems. We do a lot of director training. We do a lot of salespeople training, mostly pre, but also a little post COVID. We'll travel to different divisions. So we touch all parts of the division and all parts of the company.
The different functions, obviously, organizational development, you got to focus on the one word of organization. Okay. Everything we do has to be of importance to the entire organization and some way feedback up to that. So that's one of the major things that we really try and focus on and we really, really play on. So you got, of course, training. And right now with COVID, obviously, that's different. You know, Mr. Wagner and Oren Jacobson penned the phrase, the same but different, in a training video of it's the same but different. And sales training is one, director training, director preparedness. OD team does a lot with people and that crosses over into HRs. The very first retreat we had, one of the things that came out of it was, hey, we should probably do an orientation. Well, here, lo and behold, we were able to get that implemented in 2020. And so we get different things going. So in terms of all the different faucets and gamuts, and now we're having this podcast, and now this podcast and this team is kind of pseudo up underneath the organizational development tree. And webinars, we weren't doing webinars prior to March, and now that fits under the organizational development tree. So, you know, there's anything that's going to contribute to the organization and organizational learning. That's what the OD team is kind of comprised up of, people committed to that cause.
That's awesome. How does the organizational development department set New Home Star apart from other companies in the industry?
Number one, we have one.
That part.
That one is other builders. You would be hard pressed to find any builder in the United States and ask them, hey, do you have an organizational development part? They're going to look at you. They're going to look at you sideways because they don't have that. In a lot of big corporations, they have organizational development. But then even then it's different, Stephanie, because everybody drives through downtown and they see the big office building. And in the big office building, you know, there's a company that has 300 workers that work in that building. Well, New Home Star's employees are spread all over the nation. So trying to do organizational development and training and put together programs that span across the nation, where we have 20 people here and another 30 people 800 miles away over here and another 40 people 1,500 miles away over here, like that becomes the challenge.
Well, some of it is we just have a speed in which we can take care of things. So we have a lot of resources. So we are technically a part of the corporate services team here at New Home Star. And so we're able to build things really quickly, whether those are live webinars or podcasts or different training videos and materials. We're able to give resources to both sales directors and builders and salespeople at a rate that just most organizations can't at the same rate.
What role did the organizational development department, or as we all will refer to it as the OD team, play in preparing New Homestar during the pandemic?
Oh, for us, Tori, this is one thing I've really been proud of our team. We had a meeting last week with all of us together. And really looking back on 2020, we didn't really miss a beat. As an organization, we sold the most houses we've ever sold. But for us, one of the things that we did really quickly on in the pandemic is we realized that there was just a lot of things happening. And so salespeople and sales managers needed an outlet. So for us, we created 4 weekly calls where we just got to connect with people across the country. And inside of those connection points, we learned what people needed and we learned what resources that we needed to build. It gave us like a real time, like study group where we could really adjust and move on things quickly. And we found that there's people nationally that were already good at the different things that other people on the teams were needing. So for us during the pandemic, we were able to create 100+ videos, all sorts of things. And it was fun because as we saw some of our peers in the training and development spaces in our industry, they all came out with similar type trainings, but honestly, a few months later than us. And that's really just because we have such wonderful sales leaders and salespeople that we are able to learn from them and also learn where those gaps are and really execute quickly on the resources we created.
You were definitely ahead of the curve when you guys jumped in. I mean, what was it within the first like 3 weeks you produced, 35 videos within like the first 3 weeks filled with content that we could do for virtual selling? Am I right? I think. I mean, it was crazy. Yeah.
It was a lot, Tori. Like we did a bunch and it was things that pointed to tools and resources, but we also made, like we had a competition for all of our sales directors to come up with some of the best answers to some of the current market objections. So we role played it and we videotaped it and we shared it with everybody. And so, yeah, there was a lot of nights and a lot of weekends just making videos. That happened a lot.
You say it so easily, but really what New Homestar was able to do was bring a culture in a way that was such a breath of fresh air. We all did need an outlet. And you guys created an outlet where the organization can come in and felt like water cooler talk. It felt like we were all just gathering in the hallway, chatting before we get to our next meeting or appointment. I believe that led to a lot of the different people being very comfortable and saying, hey, this is what we're going through. This is what we're seeing. And you guys were able to create a video the following day.
Yeah, we were able to move quickly. I mean, it was really awesome that we were able to connect and share. And sometimes especially if you remember the first half of what 2020 was and all the things that were really happening, like we all needed like that emotional outlet. But also on those calls, we had representatives from what we would call our virtual task force, from our COVID task force. And so we kind of had spies on those calls. And as soon as they heard a good idea, they immediately wrote it down or immediately started texting and immediately started emailing. And we just had an army of people just building and creating and supporting, which is really special.
It really was. Aaron, in the beginning, you coined the phrase, it's the same, but different. Can you tell us a little bit about what that means and how it relates to new home sales during 2020?
Yeah, we came up with that on accident as we were recording a bunch of these videos. But we found when things become uncertain, sometimes we all have this thing where we just freak out and we're not really sure which way is up and we don't know what to do. And so we kind of coined that phrase because we kind of just wanted everyone to slow down and say, look, you've been selling houses. Some of you on this team have been selling houses for decades. You're still selling houses. It's the same job. Just take a deep breath. But then, of course, there were some new additions. So when different states that we operate in closed down our model homes, we had to adjust and start doing those things over Zoom. But when you meet a human being on Zoom, they're still a human being. So you still talk to them and you still sell them and you still ask questions just like you do in real life. So that's where we said, just don't worry. It's really the same thing you've been doing, but there's just a little bit of a tweak to it. But you don't have to freak out about the tweak. It's just a little adjustment. That's all that really came from.
You know, you did say it's the same, but different. You took our sales funnel, our traditional sales funnel, and you created a virtual sales funnel where you showed us visually where we can implement all of the resources that New Homestar provides and what we need to prepare to be able to sell virtually.
It wasn't just the sales funnel. There were tools for absolutely any and everything that you can think of when it came to the pandemic. What people were thinking and feeling and doing, there was literally a tool that we could point to and feel very, very confident when we were speaking in front of a buyer, which was really, really incredible to have as quickly as we were able to have it.
I totally agree. And I think one of the most ingenious things that the OD team did was create what we call a Top Gun challenge, where it was a sales contest across the country that was based on virtual selling. And it actually made everyone prepare for a virtual sales environment to be able to try and win this contest. Everyone came out so much more successful. And this was like right as the pandemic started. So everyone came out and was fully prepared to switch over to a virtual selling environment. I'm curious to know, so that's 2020. We're moving into 2021. What have been some of the challenges that the organizational development department has been tasked with addressing in 2021?
We have so many things, constantly and ever-changing things.
I knew that. That's why I asked you.
I mean, there's some stuff where we found like we have practice at some of these things. Like we talked about LDP or the Leadership Development Program last season on this podcast. And so there's lots of different things that we've added and we're just refining. So like we have a lot of practice at some of these things, but we're also trying to refine. I would say that's really the key word, at least for me this year. It's just refining all the stuff that we have going already because we have lots of tools and resources and we're just trying to make them better.
Keith, you all just came back from a week-long retreat. What prompted you to start having annual retreats? And what do you even work on during this time?
We wanted to start, I think it was last year, and our OD team was growing. And that was the biggest thing, Stephanie, was as the team started growing, it was a little bit more difficult than just a catch-up meeting with Jamie or a catch-up meeting with Aaron. Now it had grown to these four or five individuals that crossed into each other's duty. So having the OD retreat so that number one, we were so spaced out and doing our own thing. Not only was it cool for us to get in line with what each other was doing, but we didn't know each other. Like we knew each other professionally, but we didn't. Okay. You know somebody, then you know somebody. So we didn't know nobody. And that first retreat, I mean, there were some real, I mean, we have a cast of characters if you look at our OD team, and it allowed us to kind of bond with each other in a totally different way. I will tell you, little did we know what was about to happen with COVID and how that group was going to have to bond together. Mm-hmm. And that first OD retreat was so impactful to help us for everything that was supposed to happen next. And so doing it again was just a no-brainer.
I think this last question is really tailored to you as well. And Aaron, please feel free to jump in as well. A lot of people ask about being a part of the organizational development team and or being a national trainer. So what is your advice for people who want to be on the OD team? And how do you discern who would be a good fit for the OD team and who maybe should stick with the traditional career path?
Okay, so if you got a job at your local grocery store, and you are asked, you said, hey, your job's going to be a cashier. And they say, okay, you're going to have a trainer for 2 days. And you say, great. And your trainer comes over and you say, okay, somebody scans, and they hand you some vegetables and they put it on the weight counter. And the guy says, okay, how much is that going to be? And you look at your trainer and you say, hey, how do I punch this in? They say, I don't know. Well, figure it out. And you're like, well, aren't you the trainer? He's like, yeah, I've never done that before. That's not going to make you feel pretty good. So it doesn't matter what you're doing. You want your trainer to be proficient in everything so that way they can train you effectively and prepare you for success. Everybody on the OD team has been a sales director. Like they have went through their career path and spent some time as a sales director. So they have that lens to where, Tori, there are days where we are in some really intense conversations and one will be on one side saying something. And then there's always somebody on the other side say, hey guys, wait just a minute though. You know what? You got to look at this from the other side. Don't forget da 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 da. Because we all have been on both sides of that coin. And so that plays a part in it. And that's what makes the OD team so effective is that we have all those different perspectives on anything that comes to the group. And it allows us to come up with the best solution at the end of the day.
We're going to transition to Stephanie's favorite part of the podcast, which is our real estate rapid fire questions. Stephanie, do you want to tell them how the heck this thing works?
Absolutely. So what we're going to do this time is ask each of you individually all 10 questions. I'm going to ask the questions and you're going to say the first thing that comes to mind. Are you ready?
Oh my Lord, I'm scared. Yeah.
What would you do if you know you couldn't fail?
Teach.
What is your biggest pet peeve?
Eating chips loud.
Y'all been warned. Y'all been warned.
What? You asked?
I'm going to test it out.
What is on your nightstand?
Lamp.
What is one thing that lives in your car?
Music.
When do you feel inspired?
Standing outside on a crisp morning. Deep breath.
What is the last thing you binge watched?
That would be Mandalorian.
What is your favorite morning ritual?
Large cup of water and a bagel.
What is your all-time favorite book?
All-time favorite book is My Life by Irvin Magic Johnson.
If you could describe yourself in one word, what would it be?
Optimistic.
If you could be remembered for one thing, what would it be?
Motivational.
All right, Aaron Wagner, are you ready?
So ready.
What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail?
Skydive.
What's your biggest pet peeve?
When people say the word literally, but they mean figuratively.
What is on your nightstand?
A lamp, glass of water, and books.
What is one thing that lives in your car?
I always have a mask and sunglasses, always in the car.
When do you feel inspired?
At the beginning of being able to create something, no matter what it is, tangible or not.
What is the last thing you've binge watched?
Schitt's Creek.
What is your favorite morning ritual to inspire you for the day?
Walk my dog, Willie, and have a cup of coffee.
What is your all-time favorite book?
My all-time favorite book in the last couple of years is still Nonviolent Communication. Can't get away from it. Comes up in like every conversation always.
If you could describe yourself in one word, what would it be?
Indecisive.
Spot on.
Spot on. Spot on.
If you could be remembered for one thing, what would it be?
Caring for people.
All right, so we're going to transition to my favorite part of the show, which is peer learning question of the week. So every week in Real Estate Rockstar Podcast, we cover a peer learning question of the week. Peer learning is a resource inside our in-house website training and development platform where sales associates from across the country are able to ask questions and receive answers quickly. This week's question is, how do you recreate excitement with a year-long wait to record new home sites?
Wow. The very first thing is to realize, just like with anything in life, you got to have a plan. If you know it's going to be a year out, what is going to be your communication strategy? I think too often salespeople have this strategy of, okay, I got them on a contract. Okay, it's going to be 5 months before we start their house. I'll call them once a month. And that is not a good strategy. Or they are doing what the training says and they say, oh, I'm going to call them each week and just tell them hi. But that works when you're under a normal timeline. But when you're on an extended timeline, you got to do some other special things. So, I mean, if I had to get this to another question, I would ask back to them, Tori, what are you going to do to be special today? What can you do? Is that a handwritten note to not the main spouse that's been doing all the talking, but to the other spouse? Is it sending the kids something next month, right before they're supposed to start school or start summer break? Like, what other personal touches can you do? Send them an e-card, because I hear people in the car saying, oh, well, I don't want to be spending money. Okay, fine. But what if you sent an e-card to their whole family? Like, what are the special touches that you can do that kind of keeps them engaged for the entire year?
That's some knowledge dropped right there. And you know what's really going to make it all the more sweeter is hearing from Aaron Wagner as well. Tell us a little bit about his thoughts on it.
You got to be transparent and consistent. So you have to be consistently updating people on what's happening and also give them some real factual things. What happens when we don't tell people what's going on? You always assume worst case scenario. So you have to be consistent, whether that's weekly or monthly or whatever the plan is. And it doesn't have to be phone calls, but it can be texts or websites or Facebook or whatever the tool is that you have where there's just consistent and constant transparency.
Thank you so much. That was amazing answers. We got great feedback. We've learned a ton about you. Man, you guys just dropped so much knowledge on us. Thank you so much, Keith and Aaron, for joining us today.
Of course.
It was my pleasure.
For all of you out there, thank you so much for listening. Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you're listening to our podcast. Make sure you share it with your mom, your friends, and everyone else you know.
I'm your host, Stephanie, here with my co-host,
Tori.
And you've been listening to New Home Stars Real Estate Rockstars.